In the lunchtime edition, a Silver Hill family shattered by the shooting death of 13-year-old Lodge School student Shonaton Chase, but are heartened by the outpouring of support from across the country. Prime Minister Martin urges a national collective effort and also promises a continued drive to end the gun violence. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, says the shooting should be a matter of concern for the entire country. Meantime, the Lodge School closed for the day as the education minister and his senior officials visit the grief-stricken school and send in additional counselors. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley heads to Jamaica for a meeting between CARICOM heads and the U.S. Secretary of State. Prekonko issues a statement on the recent industrial action there. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. A Silver Hill family say they're shattered by the shooting death of 13-year-old Shonaton Chase, but are heartened by the outpouring of support from across the country, including a call from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and a visit by the Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackmon. Shonaton, a student of the Lodge School, was watching a netball game at the hard courts at Silver Hill Christchurch about 7:45 last night when someone opened fire. The youngster was shot several times in the abdomen and was transported in a private vehicle to hospital where he died. When Starcom Network News visited the family home this morning, Shonaton's father was continuing to receive a flood of calls and visits as the entire nation shared his grief.
He's a young boy, now in his prime, 13 years old. It is really overwhelming, really, really heartwarming to see his mom simply calls and condolences and things like, receiving. Prime Minister, Ms. Mia Motley, she gave me a call this morning, giving me her condolences, so she will be in touch. And Mr. Chad Blackmon, Mr. Education, he passed and gave me his condolences. And police involved with the case, they came and talked with me and things, really keeping in contact with me. Mr. Kurt Humphrey, he gave me a call. He would come by in person, and so did the Prime Minister. She said she would come in person and give me a visit. Really, really heartwarming to see more sympathy calls and condolences and things like, And I thank and appreciate everybody for whatever calls and condolences they are rendering to me.
Meantime, Shonaton's uncle Desmond Chase says he occasionally hears gunfire in the distance, but never thought it would hit directly home. He wants the authorities to take decisive action to deal with the gun violence.
From time to time, by home, you hear the gun play, but they're peeling above there. I've been shooting above there and all sorts of things. Like never, none of my wildest dreams ever expect that kind of thing to come so close to home, to hit home, to hit right here by me. I would never expect that. Never expect my nephew would go like that, boy. I know what I'm gonna do, man. Them are the people that run the country. So if I'm a smart man, I know what I'm gonna do. Them should know what I'm gonna do too. And the only body saying it, everybody else out there saying it. Them know what to do. I know why they ain't doing it.
Desmond Chase, the uncle of the deceased, Shonaton Chase. In a statement on the fatal shooting, Prime Minister Mia Motley stressed the need for a collective national effort to end the gun violence.
We will continue as a government to implement and support initiatives aimed at curbing violence and providing opportunities for our young people. But my friends, believe you me, policies are not enough. And I can say it over and over and over. When I am in this office, out of this office, policies will never be enough. It's the actions that each of us take in our homes, in our schools, in our communities. That is what is going to bring about real change. I want to extend my deepest condolences to the bereaved family. I've already spoken to his father.
Prime Minister Motley also issued an appeal.
If anyone, my friends, I want to be very clear, if anybody knows what happened last night, I urge you to speak to the police. 13-year-old Shonaton Chase, a student of the Lodge School, must not have died in vain. Someone or persons must be held accountable for his death. And I say to Barbados, let this tragedy be another pressure point for us to turn. Let us unite as a nation to say enough is enough. And let us work together to reclaim our communities.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne says the shooting should be a matter of concern for the entire country.
This is unspeakable tragedy, which is beyond the comprehension of all of us who have no connection to this family. But as frail human beings and as fellow citizens, we can only ask God to rest the hand of assurance and comfort on the family of this precious child. And all of us will join in that prayer.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the Lunchtime Edition. Lodge School this morning was in deep grief. Our Philippe Amy was there and reports.
When Starcom Network visited the Lodge School this morning, students were seen in the car park consoling each other before General Assembly, after which councillors met with Form 2-3. Principal Stephen Jackman said the situation is hurtful.
From all the reports I've been hearing, he is well liked, he is popular among his peers, and he doesn't give trouble in the school. So it is hurtful when a young person with so much talent is taken from us in such a senseless manner.
Chase's form teacher, Nicholas Brathwaite, was struck hard by the news as well and had to be held by fellow teachers. He spoke highly of his former student.
For the most part, his classmates are very much in shock. They're hurt. They don't understand why this happened or how this could have happened. And I have to say, I 100% agree with them. Jonathan had so much potential, so much left to give. And it is a very painful thought that he's not going to, you know, progress to third form, sit exams, graduate secondary school. We don't get to see his life play out like how so many other children would get to see their lives play out.
The young man was also a former student of the Milton Lynch Primary School, previously Christchurch Boys, and the principal there, Tyrone Marshall, also held him in high regard.
But he was a great young man, and we watched him blossom from not working as quickly in class one and growing up to ending up in law school because of the work that his teacher, I don't want you to mention her name, Miss Messiah. She worked hard. She's now at St. Paul's Primary, but she worked hard with that young man. The boys split their time. We've lost someone that we love, not only a student, we've lost a son.
One student also shared his memory of 13-year-old Jonathan Chase.
When I find news, I call my brother Zeke and we're talking about it. And then we were talking about all the times, like the times we had with him, the little sporty things. That's reminiscing.
The law school has been closed half day and will remain closed tomorrow and Friday. Classes resume on Monday with further counseling available to students and staff. For Starcom Network News, I am Philippe Amy.
Meantime, the Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, says the impact of the deaf is having, noted the impact the deaf is having on both staff and students of the school, and says counseling will be provided.
And there is no other word that can truly capture what I feel, particularly after witnessing the pain etched on the family's faces this morning. This is a wound not just to one family or one school, but to all of us. As Minister with responsibility for education, I've instructed that counselors from the Student Support Services Unit be immediately deployed to the Lodge School so as to provide psychological and emotional care for the students and staff. Additional guidance counselors from across the island will be made available to meet the increased demand for support during this incredibly difficult time. The school will therefore close today at 11:10 a.m. so as to ensure that our student and staff are not asked to carry this burden in the middle of a normal.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. Behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish is again calling for greater intervention to stem the importation of illicit firearms into the country and for the implementation of preventative measures to address crime.
We have, as a country, to get extremely aggressive and serious about cracking down on the importation and the trafficking of illicit firearms in this country. I think even more so, we have to really address the volatile and reckless behaviors of certain categories of at-risk youth. We need heightened police surveillance. We need better intelligence on the ground to prevent these types of offenses from occurring. As I said before, the police has a very good clearance rate when it comes to resolving these issues, but I think we have to do much more when it comes to prevention.
UWI Professor Dwayne Devenish, CARICOM Chair Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley of Barbados, is traveling to Jamaica today for bilateral discussions with the United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The talks are expected to focus on U.S. foreign policy and its effect on Barbados and the wider region. Barbados's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, Barbados's Ambassador to the U.S., Victor Fernandes, and two other government officials will accompany the Prime Minister. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw, will be acting Prime Minister until Prime Minister Motley returns. Preconco Limited has issued a statement on a recent strike saying it's deeply concerned about allegations made by the Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul. Over 40 employees walked off the job, citing deep dissatisfaction with conditions of work, including what they claim is inadequate wages and health and safety concerns. Mr. Paul highlighted improper working facilities and equipment among the issues raised. The company describes these claims as false, defamatory, and potentially damaging to its reputation, as well as to the well-being of its employees and stakeholders. The allegations, which the company categorically denies, were described as misleading and without merit. Preconco, in the statement, stresses what it says is its unwavering commitment to upholding the highest standards of health and safety in its operations, noting that it consistently adheres to stringent industry regulations and routinely undergoes third-party audits. Our top stories. A Silver Hill Christchurch family say they're shattered by the shooting death of 13-year-old Lodge School student Shonaton Chase, but are heartened by the outpouring of support from across the country. Prime Minister Motley urges a national collective effort and also promises a continued drive to end the gun violence. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, says the shooting should be a matter of concern for the entire country. Meantime, the Lodge School is closed for the day as the education minister and his senior officials visit the grief-stricken school and send in additional counselors. UWI behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish wants more done to stem the flow of illegal guns into the country. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley heads to Jamaica for a meeting between CARICOM heads and the U.S. Secretary of State. Preconco issues a statement on its recent industrial action, denying the allegations made during the strike by a representative of the Barbados Workers Union. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp Admin 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.